That love from coast to coast, yeah. Planting them seeds so you know we growing. Believing in us, damn right we know when. Ain't got time for the stress and pain. No time for hate, no time for games. It's time to take it up. Yeah, take it up. We gon' take it up.
Welcome to Real Talk for Real Life, guys. My name is Sherry Ann Flanders Duncan, and I will be your host today. Yes, Real Talk for Real Life is being brought to you all today by Women of Dynamic Change. You guys ask, what's Women of Dynamic Change? Well, it's a 501c3 nonprofit, and our mission is to help break down those barriers that keep women from being able to reach their full potential. Women, you need to walk in faith and find your greatness. All it takes is a mustard seed of faith. If you don't know what a mustard seed looks like, you need to Google it. You'll see how small it is, and that's all you need to believe that God is going to work it out. I'm a living witness and a testimony that he will work it out every time. You just got to have that mustard seed of faith. Women, you are great for the mere fact that you can produce life. That alone makes you a superhero. And so once you discover your superhero powers, there is nothing that you will not be able to accomplish. Listen, I'm so excited to be here today. We have a special, special treat for you all today. We have a singing group, Sis, S-O-Y-S. They're here today to, I have Miss Marlene Cornelius and Tina Virgo here today to share with us about their journey in the music industry, to share and talk about their new song, Freedom. Oh my gosh, if you guys haven't heard it, you need to get that song because it is so powerful and empowering. I don't think it's a day since the song came out that I actually haven't listened to it. And so just so glad that you all accepted the invitation.
Absolutely. To be here.
Thank you so much. And so I want you all to tell the audience about who you are and where you're from.
All right, I'll start. Well, I'll let Marlene start.
Okay. Well, we are, again, Sis. We are sisters, and we were born in Florida, but we now reside in Georgia. So we're, you know, Florida, Georgia girls. And we're also the daughters of a very famous person from the 70s, you know, and his name is Eddie Cornelius. And he's from the group, the Cornelius Brothers, who had a big song, Too Late to Turn Back Now.
Yes, Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose.
Yes, Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. Mm-hmm. So that's who we are. You know, of course, we're much more than that. We're dynamic women of faith, women of the Most High. Hallelujah, first and foremost.
That's right.
But, you know, that's what I can say about who we are.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So, coming from a musical background, of course, I know you guys were exposed to music from the very beginning of time, but what has led you all to wanting to, you know, go into the music industry yourself?
So, I would say, you know, we were inspired, well, I would say first, I'll speak for myself. Mm-hmm. I was inspired just by being around our father, and that exposure to the music business kind of started right when we were being raised as, you know, little kids. So we had a lot of opportunity to learn and watch, and then also, you know, find our own way into discovering music. For us, it's just a natural process. You know, we enjoy it. We know it's our gift. And it just makes us feel good that we can do and share our music with other people to encourage people and to help people feel good about themselves.
And definitely you guys are doing that. And so that leads me to want to talk about, and you guys are repping, you definitely are repping Freedom. Yes. So tell us a little bit about Freedom and what that means. What is the song Freedom?
Well, the song is having that freedom to love, to have joy, to have peace, you know, and to choose the right things in life, you know, to choose life and love and peace. That's the freedom we talk about. And this song is so inspirational because all that's going on around us, you know, for instance, fear, you know, there's a lot of fear around us in the world today. And when you choose fear, there's no freedom in fear. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. the song is to encourage people to remember that there's strength in freedom. There's power in freedom. There's love in freedom. You know, there's joy in freedom. There is so much in freedom that we need. And if we go in that direction versus the direction of fear, you will experience true freedom. So that's, I think that's what it's really about.
And definitely so powerful what you're saying. And I think it's very empowering as well. You know, just the song itself just really gives you that courage to want to have the freedom, right? A lot of times, like you mentioned, fear holds us back. Right. That's one of the things that holds us back from being able to achieve our goals and to go out there and to get everything that God has designed for us. Right. So with that being said, I'd like to know, you know, the words are so powerful. Did you all write the song? Who wrote the song? Because it's really, like I said, an empowering song.
So it was actually written by our brother. His stage name is Cornelius. That's what he goes by. But he's a producer, songwriter, singer. And he called us one day and he was working in the studio. And he says, hey, you know, I have this song and I keep hearing y'all voices on this song. And so we were like, okay, we want to hear it. Now, we've heard his music before. We know his ability, but we wanted to see if it would fit us. And when we sat down and heard it, we were blown away because it fit us so well. It fits our message and what we want to promote. I mean, the words, the lyrics just resonated so powerfully with us. So I knew it was a God-given thing. I knew, okay, this has got to be done. And so we immediately started working on it, practicing and putting our harmonies together and, you know, trying to come up with an arrangement. And of course, he assisted us with it too. And it just turned out phenomenal. So we're very proud of this song.
Yeah, definitely. And indeed, it did turn out phenomenal and just goes to show that your family is just filled with talent.
Thank you.
So much talent. So you ladies know this is Black Music Month. June is Black Music Month. So with that being said, how do you think your culture has affected, you know, your music?
Well, I'd like to say, you know, when you're born into this culture, you know, you can't help but recognize a lot of things. Healing, for an example, automatically drawn to, and it's sad to say, but you're automatically drawn to a lot of negativity when it comes to our particular culture. And you don't see that at first. You know, when you're growing up, all you see are the good things. See how beautiful your people are, how dynamic we are. And, you know, you're outside growing and playing and even how athletic we are. But society on the other side is they bring in a lot of negativity when it comes to our culture. So for me, how my culture influenced me is I saw a need for healing. Mm-hmm. I saw a need for healing, even for people, how they see us as a culture. And so I don't know, it's just, I've been driven since I was a child for my purpose and for my, how do I say, my investment in my culture is my music. And I wanted the music to be an avenue of healing for my culture, for my people.
So with that being said, do you think you would be faced with challenges with kind of going against the grain? Because it is true, music in our culture a lot of times is portrayed as negative. And so now you ladies are here to put a lot of light and to put that positivity out there in the world. So do you encounter or have you encountered any challenges with that?
I think there will always be some who might not feel that this is the way they want to hear music. What we do is not just based on what other people might feel we should do. We have a desire to serve God the Most High. So our purpose and our calling is what it is. And we know that He's given us this assignment to use our voices and our music and just by basically speaking and sharing good news, positive messages. We are the light in the world. And so I feel that just being obedient to that calling and knowing that it is making a difference. It may not be as many people that maybe we may not have a whole lot of followers. We may not be able to say, okay, we're all over the place. We have all these billboard songs, whatever. We don't know. That's not our focus. But as long as we can reach one, we can reach someone. That's key to us. So we're going to keep doing that in order to make sure that we are doing what we're called to do.
And can I just add to that quickly? I want to say, also that at the end of the day, we all need something positive. Even the worst person in the world wakes up one day wishing for help, wishing for a rescue. There's always going to be a need for positivity, and there's always going to be a need for a beacon in the darkness. Yeah. And so we're going to do our due diligence. We're going to serve our purpose, and we're going to be that beacon of light in the darkness. And we're going to be that positive message in the midst of all the negativity that's out there.
I love that. Like you all said, and like Tina said, actually, even if you just touch one person, the mission is accomplished, because that one person is going to touch one person, and that one person may just touch millions. And so you're following your passion. So I want to talk about that, following your passion. Many people are going against the grain, I guess, and I shouldn't say going against the grain, but they're doing things that they think they will get the likes for, and they think they will get the shares for. So with that being said, you know, how do you stay true to yourself with all of that?
A lot of prayer. You know, and commitment to the Most High. So in love with Him, so committed to the desires of His heart, because He desires for us to be holy. That in itself is a challenge. So just staying focused and just remembering who our first love is, and having that desire to continue to be pleasing in His sight, that helps us stay grounded. It really does.
Awesome. So with that being said, ladies, let's talk a little bit more about the music industry. How do you think it's changed for women over the last couple of decades?
I mean, there's good and bad. With having more access to social media, for example, that's created a lot of different options for us to promote music, get more information out to people. Then there's, you know, there's that negative side where, again, you're fighting against some of the bad things in the culture that want to see you do things, go against each other, that pit you against one another, diss tracks and all this stuff, and people being aggressive. And I don't particularly care for that, especially with women. And I feel like we should be more encouraging and trying to build a sisterhood and build each other up. That I would like to see that change. And I want to be a part of that change. And it's like what you're doing, the women of dynamic change. That's why I really excited, because I was like, oh, we're all on the same page here. Yes. You know, we want to see the same things. And so, yeah, I think that's what would be ideal, if we can get that more so into our culture. Sisterhood, supporting each other, lifting each other up, not tearing each other down. And so music can be used for the right reason, but it also can be used in the wrong way. We have to make a choice, and our choice is to use it to lift up, not tear down.
Right. I love that. One of the things that I have noticed is that women are unifying more and coming together and realizing that they can do more together than separate. Yeah. And I see a turn, a real shift with that. And it's just having that mindset. As you were excited as well, equally excited to have you all on, because you all are in alignment with the mission of Women of Dynamic Change and Real Talk for Real Life. It's just really simply to get the message out there that there is good out here. There's positivity out here. And when you associate yourself with people who are like-minded, oh my God, it can be so explosive. Yeah. So with that, how do you think your music will impact those from different cultures?
I think our music is very transcending and diverse. It speaks to every situation. Our music is very relatable. And like I said, it's positive. And I firmly believe, I've seen it myself, that I don't care who you are, you know, where you're from, what nationality, gender, age, everybody needs a pick-me-up sometimes. Yeah. Everybody needs something that makes you feel good, something that's inspiring and encouraging and uplifting and not dark, not always dark and heavy, and maybe putting you in the mindset of something that you might be at the moment trying to get away from. I believe we offer that in our music. I believe we offer that peace of mind, that rescue, that point of view that's on the up instead of the low. You know what I mean? So I think that's pretty much our investment. And I think it's going to draw more and more people every day as they just, you know, give our music a try, listen to it, you know, vibe right. with it. And they're going to be like, you know what? I'm feeling sis.
Well, you know? Listen, I'm feeling sis because I'm telling you, I have downloaded you guys' song. I was working out a couple of days ago, trying to get back into working out. And I went outside and I started working out and I played you all's music. And I was just, listen, it just gave me the fuel and the energy that I needed to keep going, a real pick me up and keep you going type song. And after facing COVID and going through that era, we need more music like this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We really need music that is empowering and that can unite us. And that's why I asked about how do you all think that your music can affect everyone culturally, diverse culture. And we need that unity, not just within the African American community, but we need that with, you know, other nationalities, other cultures, because at the end of the day, we are all brothers and sisters. Yes. I know some may think that's kumbaya and foolish talk, but at the end of the day, we really are. And we all want, most of us, one thing, and that's what? To be free, to have that happiness, right? To just live in a world where, of course, things are going to be up and down, but just to know that, okay, when we go through those challenges, that we can face them and we have people around us that can help us face it. And so, and with that being said, ladies, I want you to tell me what's next. What do you all have planned next? What are your goals? Where do you all see yourself over the next year, next couple of years? What does SIS have planned for us?
We're working hard, putting together different projects, networking, even coming on this podcast. We are just excited and hopeful and doing our part, put together different music projects, work with other people, collaborate, see where it leads. We're grateful for the opportunity to share and do what we've been called to do.
I love that. And you talked about networking. I stress that so much in this organization. I want to touch on that with you all networking now. Have you seen difference with you being able to promote your music more and getting out there and meeting people that can help you? So let the audience know what's the importance of networking.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes a village. I know.
Yes.
It takes a village. Yes. Because we all have gifts. It may not be the same gift, but every gift is important. And where you find other people that they may have something that you don't have, you connect with, and they can help uplift you or show you something new that could advance you as a person, offer some support, encouragement to keep you moving in the right way. No one has made it out here on their own. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care how big they are now. Right. We aren't to be disconnected. We have to network with the right people. Can't just be so eager that we just get with anyone. That we have to be very mindful. We do collaborate to deal with, because not everybody has the same good intentions as you do.
And I think that's where discernment comes in.
Amen.
Discernment. Yes. That's actually, you know, one of my greatest prayers is for God to give me discernment, because this world full of different people, we do network, and if we do collaborate, we want to make sure that it's in alignment with what God definitely, that he has for us. So ladies, I know you are busy women. I know you have your personal life, your family life. So how do you balance? Because that's another thing that's so important, is that self-care. Right? I know you're looking at each other like, how do we do it? So how do you manage personal life, your careers? How do you do it all, ladies? And stay looking so beautiful.
Thank you. Well, we do it strategically, I must say. I actually work two full-time jobs. I have to pull time to sing. Literally, I have to let you know, we talk. And we're like, okay, so what day you're off next week? And okay, so is next month okay? And you know what I mean? We're at a place where we have to plan when we're going to get together and work on a project. Because I'm telling you, time is, it's challenging, especially when things have changed. It used to be where two people working to maintain a household, right? Well, I don't know if anybody noticed, but it's financially, you need 2.5.
Listen, 3.
Yeah. So, parenting time, we're very strategic about it.
It's a work in progress too, because I think what I've been learning lately, and I'm getting much better at it, is to learn how to say no at certain things and learning when to say yes. So just really making sure to balance out things that you feel, if it's not something that is necessary or that you have to do, it's okay to say no sometimes. You can't do it all. And I'm just learning how to navigate what's most important. Self-care is important. I need to be my best self in order to keep doing the things that I'm doing or want to do. So I'm learning how to say yes to certain things and no to certain things. So that balance is just something. It's a work in progress, but it's getting better as I get, you know, older.
Well, one day at a time. You and I both have that same issue. I've been practicing as well on how to say no, because as women, most of the time we're so giving, right? We want to give, give, and we want to be there for everybody. But a lot of times we forget to be there for ourselves.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Self-care, like you all are saying, is it's about giving back to yourself, because you can't pour into the cup of others if you're empty, right?
Exactly.
You just can't do it. And so I'm so glad that you all are practicing self-care. With that being said, ladies, I want to ask you, what is the biggest thing that you want your audience to know about who you are?
I want to say that for them to recognize that we are instruments of praise. We are tools for the betterment of this society. I feel like we were created living instruments. So we use our voice for the purpose of healing the nations, rather than leading them into more situations that haven't benefited. I just pray that our lyrics and our music inspire people to just examine not only themselves, but to examine the choices they've made, examine the people that are in their lives. What needs to be done to make my life better? You know what I mean? And sometimes that means ending some friendships. Sometimes it means ending some relationships. I just really hope that people see in us love, joy, peace, kindness, positivity, power, wisdom, and a good message.
And I feel that just being on this platform with you all today. So I definitely know that you all are going to bring that message across, and you're doing that actually right now with Freedom. And as you give us more of your great music, I'm sure bringing across all those good things, the greatness, the freedom, the positivity, all of that is going to come through your music, and you're going to affect so many, many people, really. And like you said, it's really good. And when you walk in his purpose and you find your passion, it just makes you so much happier. And I think I see that you guys are passionate about what you do. And so if you can just let our audience know, and I know you guys can really stress the importance of following your passion and your purpose, right? And I think, and I know you all are doing that with your music. And so for that woman out there who is maybe not knowing what her purpose is, what would you suggest to her on how to find her purpose?
I remember someone telling me, when you wake up, what's the first thing you think about doing? What would you do free if you didn't get paid to do it? What would you give without any problem? So, I mean, that helps to kind of navigate through ideals of what could be your purpose. When you're doing your purpose and you know that that is what you call to do, you feel fulfilled. It's fulfilling. For us, we know we've been singing for a long time. We know that it's organic for us. It's so embedded in who we are. We can do it and it's not even that we're getting paid a lot, you know. The money is good, but it's not why we do. We know that for us, pursuing our purpose is meaningful. It gives us life. So I encourage people and women, don't let anyone tell you it's too late. You're not good enough. You have to have all of these things before you can do this. Listen, start where you are, because I believe that when you're doing what you were born to do, when you do the things that you know make you feel good at night, when you can, like I said, do it without anyone making you, it's something that you should do. Without any regret, because I can sleep at night when I know that I've done everything that I needed to do in my life. And life is short. When you think about it in the scheme of things, you want to live your life to the fullest. So don't put it off. Do what you know you were. you've been wanting to do, that dream that you've had in your heart, follow it, complete it, finish what you started, because that's important to your being the best of yourself.
Definitely. And Marlene, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, for the longest, what have we been told? The pursuit of happiness is, you know, so important, right? But a lot of people don't realize that the pursuit of happiness doesn't necessarily mean the pursuit of money. Of course, you know, money is an answer to a lot of things. You need money to pay bills or to survive. But in order for you to find true happiness, that pursuit should be you finding your purpose. Because if you find your purpose, if you find the reason you were sent here, I mean, there's nothing more fulfilling than actually, you know, performing that purpose, walking in that purpose, living that purpose. When you're active in your purpose, that's the greatest happiness you can experience right there. Even when you don't have money, just there's something that you were like, well, you know, I know the Most High is going to take care of me. It's going to be all right. Because you know you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So the pursuit of happiness should be the pursuit of your purpose.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. You can say that one more time. The pursuit of happiness should be you pursuing your purpose. And so, well said, ladies, well said. So empowering. Ladies, I hope you out there are listening. Ladies, let the audience know where they can find or how they can get Freedom uploaded to their phone, or so that they can listen to it when they're exercising like I am, and, you know, or in the car when they need to feel uplifted and to be able to just keep going. And you mentioned something, just start. I'm just going to go back to that really quick. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just start. I love that. And so let the audience know, where can we get the song Freedom?
So it is on all the music streaming platforms. Any Apple, Spotify, YouTube Music, download it there, watch it there. Wherever you listen to music, you should find it. Freedom and Sis. Make sure you add Sis.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Listen, you can even add it to your reels, ladies.
Yeah.
You add it to your reels.
Yes.
Because we got to get with the program with this new day and age and these reels and shorts. So we can definitely empower and inspire with the song Freedom. I want to thank you all both for being here today. Just having you on this platform today, your light really shines, definitely shines through you all. And so I'm so eager to see what God has planned for both of you all, ladies. And so keep doing what you're doing. Keep showing other women that it doesn't matter when you start or when you don't, but you just got to start, right? And stick to it.
Yeah.
The consistency, right? The consistency is so important. That passion, when you find that passion, you find that purpose, money doesn't need to be involved, like you all said. And so I just really want to say you guys brought up some really, really valid pointers today for women to take away with. Thank you so much for being here today on Real Talk for Real Life. And where can they find you all too on social media?
Yes. So we are on Instagram as Sis Official. I think it's Sis Official. Also on YouTube. That's also under Official Sis, 1626.
Okay.
Facebook, we have Facebook pages. So send that over to you. And so that we also have a QR code. So that way it'll be.
Okay, awesome. So, ladies, listen, I'm telling you, freedom is it. Okay. Freedom is joy. Freedom
is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You guys want a little bit of that? Go ahead on those platforms and go ahead and purchase, download Freedom. Again, Tina, Miss Tina Virgo, Miss Marlene Cornelius, I want to say thank you for being on this platform today and just sharing your light. I hope to be able to collaborate with you all in the future when you have your next song come out. Listen, what you all are doing is definitely in alignment, Women of Dynamic Change and Real Talk for Real Life. And we would definitely love to have you back again on our platform. So with that being said, ladies,
thank you so much. Yes. And we love what you're doing. And
thank you.
Community and the podcast for women. We're supporting you 100%. We're behind you. So keep doing
I'm so Thank you. Thank you. By the grace of God, listen, like you said, when you're doing something that you love, you just, I mean, it doesn't matter about anything else, but you know, you're walking in your purpose. And so that's what we are. So ladies, thank you again. And I will see you all next month.